Hello?
Tommy, it's Gail at Local Splash.
Gail, how you doing?
I'm good. How's my favorite Connecticut person?
What's that? What's that again?
I said, how's my favorite Connecticut person?
Oh, Tommy, you're the only nice person in Connecticut. But,
yeah. So let's just send me a message. So let's just said hello. And yeah. It's funny. I actually have thought of you a couple times in the last couple of days. So when she sent that, I said, well, I just got to call in. So I just had to pop in and say hi.
All women think of me. That's I'm just kidding. when I make a promise to somebody, it takes me a while to follow through on things, but I always follow through. That's how I was brought up. And I promise you lobsters.
You really don't have to, hon. It's awful sweet of you. I mean, if you send them, of course, I'll make good use of them. But you don't need to do that. Oh, my gosh. So how are we doing for you?
I've received no calls yet. But am I all set up? I even haven't checked this.
Well, and I haven't either.
I talked to the woman I just spoke to. I forgot her name. How to get my customers? Because I have a lot. I never had a complaint, and thank God I shouldn't. But I'm trying to direct them how to put a good word in for me.
Get those Google reviews going. That'll help.
Yeah. Awesome. So she told me. She said she sent me a link. I could tell them to go on. So.
Awesome. So you'll be able to send that out to them then?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Nice. Okay, that'll definitely help.
Gail, thank you. Thank you. Honestly, like I told you before, the only reason I went with you guys, and I lost money on the other website company. But you know what? I love the way, your company, the way it's structured. I think it's fantastic, but the way you present it is phenomenal. And I went with it because of you. That's the truth.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. I really do. I always try to help. And if I can't help, I'm one of the first ones to admit it. I might be in denial for a minute or two, but like to help.
Yeah. You're good. You're a true human being. You're true. You're honest. You're genuine.
Oh, thank you. Well, that makes me feel good.
Yeah, living on the East Coast, you deal with everybody's full of shit. It gets old. Come on, really?
I can see that. I can see how that would happen.
Sometimes I just look at people, and their mouth is just, I just look at their mouth. Go. they're talking. They're trying to sell you 2 pounds of shit in a 1 pound bag. So I'm like, what?
Wow. That does have to get old. It really does.
If you're
you need to get out of, yeah, well, you need to get out of Connecticut more often.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm in the process.
How's your mom doing?
Thank you for asking. I just saw her, not yesterday, day before yesterday. She's doing very well. She's doing very well. She's turned 93.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. I think she might outlive me.
Wow, that's amazing. Well, I'm glad she's doing well. I know you were worried about her when, like, first couple times we talked. So I'm glad.
Thank you. Thank you.
And you were fixing to tell me, you said you were about to, and then I think I jumped in with Mom because I was so curious.
Oh, that's okay. I'm looking into, getting out of Connecticut. But because of my mother, she's in a nursing home now. I told you.
Right.
So, I don't know. I mean, if I do go, it would be like, it would probably be 2 years, within the next 2 years.
That makes sense. Kind of a longer range plan.
Yeah, I got the house. I got to get rid of. I got a lot of things to look into, but I want to go where people are nice. You know, I want to be in an environment. The older I get, honestly, it really is horrible here. It really, truly. Connecticut.
Wow.
It's worse than New York City. It's worse than New York City.
Really?
Yeah, wow. It is. It's, you know, depending on the specific location, but in general, the way people present themselves and, again, the honesty factor, the bullshit factor, it's like, really, excuse my language, but
no, not at all.
Nah, I don't want it.
So where are you looking? Where are you thinking of moving to? Have you got any ideas yet?
Well, it's either going to be, it might be New Hampshire or Vermont. I'm more like a beach person. So, I don't know.
You might want to go south then. I hear Florida people are nice, although I sounds like it might be getting crowded. I think everybody goes to Florida when they retire.
Well, Dale, this is what happens. All the people from the Northeast go down to Florida, and they bring the Northeast with them. The attitude. So it's like, no, I'm not going to Florida. Nope.
Beaches, though. Beach.
I lived in Hawaii for 2 years.
Really? Well, they've got lava flowing like crazy now, I think, though, don't they?
Yes, on the Big Up. Yes.
That's scary.
Very expensive. Very expensive to live there. Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know a gentleman from, well, he's from the States, but he lives in Ecuador, and he loves it. I mean, they've got everything. They've got beaches, they've got mountains, and nice climate, I guess, all year round. And he loves it. It's super cheap living. But, like, if you want anything from the U.S., like he said, order something off of Amazon, it's like $100 in shipping just for one or two little items. So
you go through customs, whatever. Not customs, but shit, whatever.
But, yeah, that always kind of intrigued me, I guess, Ecuador. Just, I don't know.
My neighbor's from Ecuador. Another guess was Panama, because that's U.S. territory when you get to the Panama. You know what I mean?
I've heard that too. Yep, I've heard that's a good place. California's got beaches, but it's kind of overcrowded. We're getting bear spillover into Colorado, unfortunately. Some of them I wish they would just keep their California shit in California and not bring it, but we get some of each. But we're rural enough, we don't see it a lot. I mean, our town that we live in is only about 20,000 people, 25 maybe. So it stays pretty nice most of the time. Most people are nice. But we don't have anything that resembles a beach. So we have mountains galore, but we don't have, there's kind of a beach on one of our state parks. but it's small and the water is cold.
Yeah.
Not quite the same.
But, you know, again, I'm 59 years old. So as long as people are nice, I get to see some bikinis, whatever. I mean,
there you go. And what about North or South Carolina? I thought about that also. Are they getting crowded though too?
It slowed down. There was a lot of people moving down there. That's you know, it's a possibility.
Sounds like you've got some shopping to do.
Yeah, I just
kind of low key.
Yeah, but I got to move out of this. This house is too big for me. I don't need it. It's just
really how big is it?
It's a split level. A split level.
Okay. Oh. More space than you need.
Yeah.
Little cottage on the beach would be perfect for you then. Just go fun all day long. That actually sounds... There you are. There you go. Nice. I like that one. I like that idea. Well, Tommy, it was good talking with you. I should probably get back on the phones and get some work done today. But I just had to pop in and say hi. I was thinking about you all week, and then Shalette said that you said hello, and that was just it. I just had to call you then.
Thank you, Gail. I gotta go too. I know I was talking too much and too fast, but there's 10. I got about 4 hours of sleep last night. I worked till 1 a.m. I got home at 1 a.m. But
wow, go take a nap.
Someday.
Rest when you're dead. I know. That's
sleep when I get. That's exactly. You're very special person. You're a very sweet woman.
And oh, thank you.
Modern knowledge. And I will get those lobsters out. I'm a man of my word.
I promise. I'll watch for them. If a strange package from Connecticut shows up, I'll know what's in it.
Do you have lobster races in the parking lot?
Nice.
Out in the parking lot? I'll let you go.
You have a good day, Tommy. Thank you for talking with me today.
All right. You take care.
You too. Bye-bye.